views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening. It's Jen, and you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
That's right. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience and discover your soul path. Each and every Tuesday, we'll have some of the most gifted people on this planet helping you to turn your obstacles into opulence.
Well, we have a special show today. So many things today, but first of all, it's Sean's birthday, so we have to wish Sean a happy birthday. And I'm so inspired by your birthday that I have to sing you a song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sean DeMarco Garcia. Happy 42nd birthday to you.
Wow, my age and everything. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I have a question to ask you.
Yeah.
What's the one thing that you're going to implement into your 42nd year of life?
Less fear.
All right.
Bring it.
So we have a really special show today. And this is going to be our second show in our Channeling Eric series. This is our monthly series, which is going to occur every second Tuesday of the month. And if you all remember, about a month ago, on November 13th, we talked to Dr. Elisa Medhus, which is Eric Medhus's mother.
Right.
And we talked about and discussed her search for answers, how she started the blog, and her first meeting with Jamie. And we also wanted to mention, at the very end of that show, if you all recall, she got cut off.
Right.
And we thought she hung up on us.
Yeah,
we did. But we realized that it was just Eric playing a joke. So he's promised, hopefully, not to do that today. But I wanted to mention that she didn't hang up on us. She just got cut off. So,
to bring in Jamie. Jamie Butler has many accolades. One of which is she created a Love and Light Center organization down in Atlanta, Georgia in 2001, designed to support, create, and inspire spiritual growth of all ages through public channeling, guest lecturers, classes, and private sessions for all ages. She's also written a book called With Love and Light, A True Story About an Uncommon Gift, available now on Amazon.com.
And then I want to introduce Eric. And Eric probably needs no introduction, but Eric Medhus is going to give us his no-nonsense answers to the spiritual side of life. Eric's must-hear remedies, insights, and guidance encompasses the novice to the expert. And Jamie Butler will be translating for Eric today. So without further ado, welcome both of you to the show.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me and, of course, Eric. I know
yes.
It might start sounding a little weird. I'll definitely try to be very clear if it's Eric's words or mine.
Perfect.
So we don't confuse any of the listeners.
That sounds good. We're going to start with you, Jamie, though. Can you tell us a little bit about some of your experiences in channeling?
Oh, wow. It has been 20-odd years since I've noticed that I can channel spirits and communicate in this manner. There's different types of channeling that I do. The one that you'll be listening today is where I stay fully conscious and awake. And it's pretty much Eric uses me as a sounding board. As soon as he says it, I know to say it. It's a bit like a puppetry act. Even though I make it sound really colorful, I take my work very serious.
Okay.
A different type of channeling work that I do is where air can use my entire body to channel, called full incorporation or full trance. And these occasions are rare and far and few between for me. It's a bit exhausting, but the fancy takes care of me, but then I find out what he's done after I come back. Sometimes it's a bit alarming.
Okay.
So can you tell us about your first meeting with Eric?
Oh, wow. I was down in Florida. I was doing a phone session with Elisa. It was the first time I had met her. I didn't know any of her backstory, history. I just had her name and her number. And she called in. When I meditate, I use the person's name. I don't need any other kind of information. And this young boy showed up. His hair was kind of messy, and he was standing in front of the window, so he was backlit. He looked kind of like a shadow. And I thought, what a sweet boy. I mean, his skin was smooth, and he looked so innocent. And, oh, his mom, and it was kind of awkward always in saying, you know, I see you have a son in spirit. That alone in itself is such a tender topic. And the conversation started off very smooth. And all of a sudden, Eric started using very sailor-like and words. Words that I don't normally use in a daily language. Harsh, the F word, the B word, the A bomb, all these things.
Colorful.
We call that colorful.
That's colorful, right?
I hope that I don't mess up and just translate exactly what he says today. I'm most nervous about that than anything else. And I asked Elisa on the phone, you know, is this okay? I'm quite shocked. And she never responded, and I thought, oh, my God, this is horrible that she's so offended that her son is using all these words. And she told me that she was quietly crying, and when she kind of gathered herself, she goes, no, that's exactly who my son is. And she says, I know that you're talking to him because these are the words that he uses in daily language. And she found such comfort in the connection, she asked if I would communicate with her, you know, about every other week, kind of on a common routine. And it turned out, listening to Eric learn through his transition and where he was in his other dimension was extremely entertaining, just awe-inspiring, listening to this kind of punk boy figure out all the enlightenment terms and describe them in such plain language, really raw language. I was enthused. And when she said she was writing a blog about it and would I be the translator, I mean, I was hooked. Of course, I would do this.
Yeah.
I learned through Eric.
Wow. I have a question for Eric now. I want to know, Eric, first of all, what did you think of Jamie when you first met, and was there an instant connection?
That's awesome. I don't think you've ever come across that. Oh, he said that I was mousy. He complained a lot about the sound of my voice. If I'm going to speak for him, I should be a little bit more manly with my voice, and I sound like I'm 12.
Huh.
Yeah, so I apologize for sounding like a mouse.
No, you're good.
You sound great.
He's saying that he was really comfortable in my presence, and he didn't feel that I was translating what he was saying in my own way, and he says that was most attractive to him. Oh, but before you change topic, Jennifer, he wants to kind of say to Sean that your wife just threw you under the bus by shouting out how old you were.
Yes,
yep.
I did.
Yep, but I'm aging like Opus One.
She says that's got to be true love.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
I have been rousing Sean since the first night we met, and I've been doing that. We've been together for 9 years, married for 8. So he's still here.
And I can confirm that she has been rousing me consistently. For 9 years. Okay, so can you tell us how has your relationship with one another grown over the last couple of years, you and Eric?
Wow, between Eric and I, at least for me, if I may say so, I've kind of grown a pair of balls. He's roughing me up in a way where I can turn to him and say, you know, shut up, don't say it like that, be kind. Say it in a nice language. Whereas before, I would have just let him go off on who he was. And he says for himself and how our relationship's grown is that I've gotten faster in listening to his words and that my intelligence has grown because I know Eric.
Great. He's so modest. I love that. He's so modest.
I like a guy
that's modest. I want to ask a question. Have you guys had any past lives together?
Oh, good one.
Oh, I'm going to learn something here, I think. He said we have. I asked him, what kind of past life do we have together? He said that we have been with two different lives together, one in the far past and one in the near future, if we're looking at time as being a linear thing, since he says, hey, humans, I know that's how we get time, but it's not really real that way. On both occasions, were never family members. We were never intimate, but more as business partners. Really. Cool.
Okay.
We do good as business partners.
Yeah, I
seems
think.
Like it.
Yeah. So, it's time for our first break, if you can believe that. You're listening to the Sean and Jens. So when we come back, we're going to dive deeper into the relationship between Jamie and Eric and ask some more questions. You are listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soulpath Insights Radio with Sean and Jen. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Jamie and Eric. Stay tuned.
You to be a parent. What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soulpath Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the essence of gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, we're back with the Sean and Jen Show with Sean and Jen. Our topic today is channeling Eric with Jamie Butler and Eric Medhus. Jamie, for our listeners, please go ahead and share your contact information and how the audience can learn more about your work, please.
I'd love to. You can find me at www.withloveandlight.com. All the information about the center, the classes, lectures, everything is online. And we hope soon to move into kind of a more virtual world where you can be anywhere and tap into our classes and be at your home.
Nice.
Awesome. Thank you.
Also, everyone, to learn more about the Channeling Eric blog, read more about the backstory, and to receive daily insights from Eric, you're going to want to go to www.channelingeric.com, and you're not going to want to miss that.
And that's Channeling Eric, ERIK.com, not IC. So.
Correct. Okay. For those listeners just tuning in before the break, we were getting to know Jamie and Eric and how Jamie now translates for Eric, translates for him in the afterlife, for the Channeling Eric blog, and now live for us on the radio. So we're so excited to have you guys. And kind of turn a little bit serious because I know our listeners want to know, there's so many questions we could probably talk all night. But Eric, one of the big questions we get is, can you tell us about your first moments in the afterlife, your first impressions, and how things evolved for you?
He said it was really effed up because it was extremely quiet. Where what Eric's saying is that when he was living, his head was very clouded. He had a lot of different perspectives and viewpoints coming in at one time. He could never really get calm or get centered. His brain just wouldn't let him do it. Mm. He wasn't chemically balanced. And at the moment where he decided to take his own life, and he says, I know that's a touchy topic to kind of discuss with anybody in any culture. He said, but you have to understand that if someone is at that point in their life, they actually have to have more strength than at any other moment in their entire life to come to that point, decide that that is a valid way of crossing over. And he said, you know, Jen, Sean, I'd love to talk to you about that more if you have interest in that. But you were asking me about when I crossed over. He says that as soon as he left his body, he felt so peaceful and so calm. There was no sense of tragedy or being imbalanced or a rush of adrenaline. It was all taken away from him. He said that he didn't leave the room where he was right away, that he kind of was able to see and in bits and pieces kind of what his body was doing and the people coming into the room and some of the scenario. He said, I remember knowing that I needed to go ahead and say goodbye. He said he checked in with a few family members. The most interesting thing, my pauses are me taking out the dirty words, just so everybody knows.
Okay, perfect.
he's saying the most interesting part is that he didn't get in a car, he didn't travel, he didn't make plans. He would just think of what he needed to do, and he would arrive. So the sense of having motion or being in one place and then moving to another was almost simultaneous. There was no sense of a linear thing, like it's going to take me 3 minutes to get to the end of the street and then 20 hours to get to this other country. It would just happen. And it didn't feel unnatural to me, he says. It just felt like that's what needed to be. Once he said some of his goodbyes, he said, then I knew sort of this time for me to leave what I now call the earthly plane, the kind of lower dimensional quality vibrations. Because we always say that we live in a 3D world, and I swear to God, we live in a 5D world. There is a lot of amazing human beings that go beyond 4 and 5.
Right.
And he said, when you ascend away from that, you go into another multidimensional world. You know, a lot of our religious culture has coined it heaven. And he said, I just think that kind of narrows it. He goes, sorry to you guys who picked that word because it works for you. Because I think home works better because it'll extend anybody's viewpoint, any religious, any spiritual belief. You go home.
And hey, I had a quick question.
Yeah.
I had a quick question for something you said earlier. With how you were describing the feeling of being free of after crossing over and being somewhere, going somewhere instantaneously because you thought of it, do you think if more mainstream society knew about this or accepted this, things would they can accept one's crossing over a bit more easily than what's been traditionally taught?
Oh, he said, H yeah.
H yeah.
Yes. H yeah, that would definitely work. And he says, you know, I just kind of want to throw out there because I can feel my mom at home rolling her eyes. She's like, hey, Mom, I love you. That just because it was right for me to take my own life, it doesn't mean that anyone who has these thoughts, that it is the right answer for them.
Right.
Because I always advocate to stretch the brain and look at the whys and whos and the wheres and get help. And he said, you know what, I did all that stuff. I did it. But ultimately for me, it was my contract and my plan. So if everybody did understand that taking that step, that transition, that death, be it illness, old age, accident.
Right.
If they knew what it was like when they were living, there'd be no fear wrapped around it. Because that whole funeral BS would be more like a fun-for-all. That's what's called funerals, is the fun-for-all.
Fun-for-all, like a celebration?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
H-E-S. Yeah, partying. And he goes, listen, it is so much harder being born into this world, into the earthly world, than it is to leave it.
You know, Jen and I were talking about that. You know, when our youngest was born last year, we were talking about that, how it's so much harder coming into this realm than possibly when you leave.
See, what really screws you is that your brain has built this perception that this whole mystery of death is really just beyond your understanding, and you have no idea what the H is going to do to you, or SH, ship. We can say ships.
Ships.
Ship.
With a P.
Is that okay? With a P. It's with a P. I'll say pirate ship.
Pirate ships. Okay.
What is going to do to you? And that huge mystery is what screws with you so bad that the adrenaline and all these other kind of chemical processes happen in the body that shouldn't need to happen around the time of death, of passing. It's really, it's just the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. If you can look at it with energetic eyes, because I've done this a few times, go to hospitals, help people transition, with part of the understanding why humans fear it so much, it is the most beautiful light show you have ever seen in your whole life.
I've heard that phrase before. Oh, go ahead.
No, I have a quick question. Did when he passed, did anyone that he know come to greet him, or was he completely in darkness?
Oh,
or
man.
Quiet, I guess.
It was completely quiet. That was it. He goes, I think that was part of my presence. I wanted that so bad. I needed that so bad. But the moment I started to want to say goodbye to my family and make that closure, because I knew I was in the right position, the right place, that's when the chatter started to come, the light started to come. And when I transitioned, you know, he says, I had family there. I knew people. It wasn't like I was completely, you know, blind and trying to feel my way out the room.
Right.
I have a question for Eric. Do you miss your family and friends, and how, and if so, how is it different than our feelings on Earth?
Yeah, he says it's pretty good, because you think that if I'm in this other dimensional plane, that I'm far away from you, and that I should really miss the pirate ship out of you. And he said, it's not necessarily the case. I get to be more involved now than I ever could have provided to my family and to my friends when I was living. And I can cross dimensional planes, so I can be with my family, I can see them, I can say hi to them. I don't have this feeling of missing them. The thing that's kind of screwball is you gotta kind of get used to like talking to someone and them not responding right back to you right away. But you understand that they get your message. It just might be the next day where they go, oh, hey.
Okay. Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Erica. Are you considered a guide? And if so, if you do consider yourself a guide, how does that work, and are there levels in that?
He just kind of blew on his fingertips and polished them on the side of his like dirty grunge T-shirt. And he's got his baseball cap on right now, and it's kind of pulled to the left side, so the bill is not facing forward. And he said, Sean, I don't prefer to call myself a guide anymore. I prefer to call myself the woo-woo guru.
I like that. I like that.
I've never heard that before.
I love that.
Woo-woo-woo-guru. On that note, it's break time. So you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, and when we come back, we're going to have more insightful information from Jamie and Eric on our Channeling Eric series. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Don't shine no more.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
And we're back with number one Detroit Tigers fan Sean and his wife Jen on the Sean and Jen Show. Our topic today is channeling Eric with the beautiful Jamie Butler and the self-proclaimed woo-woo guru himself, Eric Medhus. Jamie, for our listeners, please go ahead and share your contact information and how the audience can learn more about your work.
Oh, I'd love to. You can head to our website at www.withloveandlight.com. Or you can just Google search Jamie Butler. It'll take you right to it. And definitely you want to hit up on the Channeling Eric blog, which is at channelingeric.com. And that's E-R-I-K, not a C.
Word.
So if you're just joining us, we're having a great time, by the way. Lots of laughs. And we are here with, of course, Jamie and the Woo Woo Guru on our Channeling Eric series. Jamie's been translating for Eric. And before the break, we were discussing Eric's first experiences and impressions of the afterlife. So, Jamie, this question goes to you. What do you hope to accomplish in working with Eric now and in the future?
Oh, wow. I love this. Because Eric actually has fed a certain passion within my work, which is teaching. And he explains so well really complex and difficult concepts and kind of that, like I mentioned before, raw language, sailor-type language. For me, I've always considered myself as a really good basic teacher. You want to know something and how to start off on it? I feel very strong. I can teach you the little how-to and kind of throw you up into a different kind of learning field. And Eric has really supported that for me. I hope in the future, as I'm staring at Eric, he will continue to support that, and maybe we can get the word out on how to do this spiritual lifestyle, incorporate it into a very common daily lifestyle, so it's not so extraordinary, out of the ordinary, or different.
Right.
This whole five senses that we've been taught since kindergarten on that we have that we use very easily, I really want to broaden that to where we're teaching kids that actually we have six, possibly more, but, you know, we'll learn that when we get there, and that we have six common basic senses that we use. And Eric has been really insightful and great in supporting that with me.
Okay, I like that. So this next question is, it's really the same question, but it's for Eric. Eric, what do you hope to accomplish in working with Jamie? And where do you see the blog going?
Oh, he loves that. He loves the blog. He loves having people check in. He said it's so great because when people log on and they type in, and my mom, you know, she reads everything that comes in. It's just effing amazing how she creates so much time in the day to be able to do all this. He said, I so admire that for her. And it's great that my mom has supported me, even in the afterlife, to be able to do the work that I really came to do. I just couldn't function that way when I was living. He said, so the blog, anytime you come on and log on, I know who you are, where you are. And he says, often I'm kind of known to go and check out my bloggies, kind of haunt them a little bit, sink up the room, play some pranks. And he said, I know, Jennifer, please. I promise I'm not doing anything today, I promise. But I like to do that for the bloggies so that they have this kind of interactive experience with me. So mostly I want to see the blog site grow into books. I want it in printed material. I want it in video material. I want people to have access to it to where it's not based in any one religion. And the information is just kind of sitting there waiting for you to read it, no matter who you are, how old you are, just be able to digest it. Just like that. Bam.
I want to ask Eric, this just kind of jogged my memory about, you know, this, you know, you said it, Jamie, the kind of the six senses, and really because you know, we have little children. And my hope is that someday this is incorporated into our school system, or there's a separate schooling for our children. Does Eric see something like that coming?
He said, I would love to look at you and say yes. Oh, baby, this is all coming and it's going to be okay. He goes, I'm just so sorry, man. We've tried so hard, but the school systems are kind of like on a governmental lockdown. It's really effed up. You're going to have to go something along the lines of a Montessori or free school, free thinking
right.
school.
Right,
private,
right.
Yeah, to find any of the kind of teachers who are willing to look at having a sixth sense as being valuable enough to be in the daily classroom.
I like that. I think I've always felt like it would be a private school, maybe not incorporated into our regular school system. So that's interesting.
Yeah, with a different structure and foundation.
So
it's not so fear-based.
Yeah, because, but don't you think that just kind of sucks ball. So sorry. Because then that's saying, hey, if you want your child to have that, you have to have enough income.
Right.
You know, you got to pay for that. And he goes, and that's just not fair for every family, for every child on the earth. It is this S-H-I-T has to change. It has to change. And he goes, I just really get up on a soapbox because it's just not fair. He goes, I effing hated school. I couldn't sit still. I couldn't listen. I had all these kind of heightened awarenesses that just having the audio lecture come to me and the book in front of me and the chair touching me and the motions of all the kids around me couldn't function right. So I'd rather fail to get out of there than shut myself down to learn to behave. Because it just, all of our kids coming in right now, they don't learn the same traditional way. He's yelling out now, help us, teachers. Help us.
Right. Okay, so let me ask Eric this. What advice can he offer people who are having a challenging time over this holiday season?
Like with having loved ones who've crossed over? I'll tell you the first thing, don't shut up. I don't know why when people fall into like this, I miss my dad, he's been gone for 20 years, 5 years, 2 years, 2 months. And because it's supposed to be this special event and other people are involved, that you're supposed to shut up and just behave and pretend like everything's okay, but that is effed up. You have got to become emotionally honest. That's how everyone heals. And you want to be all intuitive and great like that? He goes, I'm going to get up in your face and tell you, you need to be emotionally honest for that too. Because that creates this level of clarity that no one else can gain on you. You have to know what you're feeling. Your brain has to be able to identify it. And you have to say, hey, is this really me? Or is this what I was taught by my parents or by my beloved authority figure? Or am I just doing this kind of emotion because I'm being polite? Or, you know, I'm kind of ruled by some manner system? Because we got to stop doing that. I'm not asking everybody to go out there and be rebels. I'm just saying go out there and be yourself. And when you are yourself, identify it.
Well, there definitely is a status quo on grieving. Most people do, like you said, they do kind of just shut themselves in emotionally and don't talk. And I think celebrating the life of someone you loved is really more the way to go, because a celebration is just that, right?
Oh, God, he loved you talking like that. He's like, go, Sean, go.
Yeah. But it's how I feel, you know.
Ask Eric. Go ahead, Nick, Jamie. Sorry, go ahead.
Wouldn't it be great if people understood death and that it really isn't a separation, it's a transition? That all of a sudden it changes the grief that we're not far away from them, but yet we have to relearn what this relationship is. Really, there is no true learning. There's only remembering. I swear to you, we have all the information kind of just on this crazy lockdown system inside of us. And so once we relearn or remember how to connect with someone who's in a different dimensional plane, this grief kind of gets cuddled and gets attention and it gets loved, and it doesn't have to come out in these odd ways where you don't feel like you're congruent with what life is doing for you or what people are offering you. But if you can just talk about how you feel and lay it out right now, holidays are coming. your mom has passed away, you're doing something killer for your mom. You're making her a cake. You're giving a gift in her honor. You're doing something for you in her name.
Right. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. That's part of the celebration. It's okay to keep them alive. Man, you're not keeping us grounded. You are not. I'm going to try to do his voice. You are not. I got him laughing now. You are not all-powerful human being. Just because you talk about us and ask us to do things and celebrate us, these actions don't keep us grounded to Earth. If we want to stay grounded to Earth, it's our choice to do it. All right? He goes, I'm sorry that you thought your ego was that big and you were all cool and you were all that, but it's not.
Right.
We choose to stay with you. We love you.
What other words of wisdom do you have for people on transitioning into 2013?
Let's start with the basic one. There will be December 2012 22nd.
Right?
Ending on the 21st.
Don't need to stack up on water and batteries. Jeez.
It's going to be awesome. We're all going to wake up on the 22nd and go, oh, feels the same.
Yeah.
Feels just the same. And we are going to go into 2013. And the Earth's poles, the magnetic poles, are going to continue to shift. They're interchanging. And the vibration of the Earth itself is going to start increasing. It's like, a baby in a womb. They hear mama's heartbeat all the time. And it's comforting. It's the same good beat, same good beat.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Imagine if, mom started to take on athletics all of a sudden, and that's all she did 24/7. All of a sudden, this baby inside the womb has to get used to this different kind of heartbeat. It's pretty fast. Boom, 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 boom. That's what we are doing as humans. We're used to grounding our energetic forces to an Earth that had this really nice rhythm. Now it's increased. It's still a nice rhythm.
Oh, Jamie, I'm sorry. Jamie, I'm sorry to cut you off. I got to take a break. You're listening to the Shawn and Jen Show. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If never I met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for a first,
get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in to The Shawn and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Shawn and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Shawn and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
And we are back on the Sean and Jen Show because we belong, like Pat Benatar just said. Now, for all of our listeners, Jen and I can be reached on our office line at 303-872-3719. Or you can go to our Facebook page at SoulPath Insights or go to our website at www.soulpathinsights.com to reach us.
So some upcoming events, or actually just one upcoming event, next Thursday, December 20th, I'll be doing gallery readings from 7 to 9 at Vast Wellness Center here in Aurora. Also, keep in mind, December 11th Productions, also named after Sean's birthday.
For isn't all that your, today? That's today, isn't
today.
It?
Yeah, wow. Happy birthday! For all of your video, radio, film, and whatever else you need.
Go to 1211productions.com, everybody.
All right. So before the break, we were talking with Eric about the transitioning of 2013, and I so rudely cut him off because we had to take a break. So, Eric, I let you finish your thought there.
He says thank you, and he still loves you.
Oh.
He said he was just mentioning that the Earth is kind of changing its vibrations, and so you need to adapt to a faster-paced life, whereas it's creating a lot of anxiety with most people. This is just people who don't know how to ground themselves to a different kind of a heartbeat. It's a little faster. It's just, we're moving from, you know, like total classical to big band right now. You know, it's a little more upbeat. As we get into 2013, you're just going to see these changes continue. And he says, you know, I've said it a few times, the weather's going to act up just like it has been. We've seen it. There's not going to be some one day where everything kind of crashes. It's like the Earth is kind of scratching her back here and then scratching her arm over there. So you don't have to get ready for some major breakdown, but do get prepared to not have electricity.
Okay.
He said, yeah, I said that out loud. Urban camp and everybody.
All right.
Raising his arm up in the air. Ooh. He said, if you know how to do that, then you're prepared for anything. So just have a good time figuring it out for you. What does it mean to you?
Is it like rolling blackouts?
Yes. Well, you know, it's like our electrical grids are pretty old. So when we have like a megastorm, it takes a little while to get the electricity back up and running. He goes, but we are darn good ants. We're going to rebuild. It's not like something getting totally wiped off the face of the earth. But who wants
like on
to
that show Revolution.
Standing in line? Ah, there you go. He goes, no,
like
it's
Revolution.
Not going to be like that.
Oh.
Not
yeah.
That extreme, Sean. Come on. Don't give people nightmares, man. They're not going to come back and listen.
I am a J.J. Abrams fan. I'm a huge fan of all his work. So I just...
he does have a great imagination, doesn't he?
Yes.
That's what Eric says.
So, Eric, I have a question. Do you have a special birthday message for our birthday boy, Sean?
Oh, he was told it to you guys earlier. He needs to have his own show, Man to Man, Spirituality. Yeah, dude, why can't we have like a man cave, man corner, specializing in spirituality and cuffing and drinking?
Yeah. Filth, flurn, filth.
He goes, Sean, you came into this life for a reason. And it doesn't mean that you came into it to kind of follow somebody else's set of rules. If you find that your body is attracted to it or your taste buds like it, everything in moderation, is that so wonderful? Like being human is you get to have everything in moderation. So why are we excluding some of these things when we can actually moderate it, not abuse the situation, and have a really darn good time?
I couldn't agree more. I'm going to get a meatball sandwich, have a glass of scotch, and a cigar this evening. Thank you.
There you go. He goes, but you just don't do that stuff every night. You do it on a special occasion.
You know, Sean has a love affair with food.
Allegedly. Mm. Allegedly.
And okay. I mean, he really does love food more than most people that I know.
He said, Sean, she's doing it again.
Being extremely honest, better than you are. It's okay. I don't mind. I have nothing but love to give and share. And I like food. I love to cook. And I'm a pretty awesome cook. And yeah. And I do my show. Maybe I'll do some stuff on there.
He says, I tell you what, within a year and a half, he says, I see you having a video show.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
That confirms what we've been talking about together. I mean, Sean's kind of the video person, but me being in the background with him.
He says that's right.
She's neck.
I'll be his secretary.
No. You'll be better than that. You'll be his Vanna White.
I'm his Vanna White. Okay. Yeah.
She could be my Michelle Obama.
That's even better.
Eric, do you have any ideas for Sean if you want to stay on the air, or should we keep that a secret?
Do you want to talk to me after this?
Yeah, he says, I definitely keep it under wraps. That's the thing. Surprise is much better for the masses than handing out your idea before it's even created.
I like it. Okay. One other question that I have is... It's more about you, Jamie. I mean, we kind of talked about this earlier, and you were talking... Oh, no, I know what it is. We were talking... Eric was talking about time, about us on the earthly plane looking at time as being linear. Can he explain that better to us as we end our topic today?
Yeah, he says, I'll try to do it in 4 sentences or less. How's that?
Okay. Yep, because we only got a couple minutes.
Time is not linear. Here's how's that? That's sentence number one.
Okay.
Sentence number two is, time is actually stacked upon itself like books stacked upon each other. All right, sentence three. Each of these books is a different lifetime that you lead. Therefore, time is all happening simultaneously, and it is the gift of the human ability to focus solely on one moment that allows you to believe that time is linear.
Wow.
I like that.
He's like standing up and bowing. Thank you. Thank you.
I like that.
The woo-woo guru has spoken. We need to say no more.
The woo-woo guru has spoken. I like that.
He said, Sean, we should make some posters or maybe some baseball caps with a woo woo goo goo on it.
You know, Sean has a baseball cap on backwards right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. I'm in my comfort zone. So here's the deal. I want to thank Jamie for coming out. I want to thank Eric for joining Jamie and joining us. We are honored to have you guys on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, no worries. Thank you to everyone tuning in to the Sean and Jen Show. As usual, we had a great time. Now, please join us for the next segment of Channeling Eric series, Tuesday, January 8th of 2013. Okay?
Yes, we will be here 2013. We will be here. We will be living, and we will be taking live calls as well.
That's right. Yeah, we will be taking live calls. But also, please join Jen and I each and every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific time. Have a great week, and we will see you back here next Tuesday. Thank you, everybody, for your time, and happy birthday to
you.
Yay!
Yes.
You've been listening to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.